morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 29th, 214th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is County Supervisor Et.
You did it. You haven't done that in a while.
What?
Out of the Et.
Oh, well, you're wearing your dress today.
Okay, I didn't know that was that. Now I know the distinction. What about when Rex wears those shoes? What do you call him?
Goofy.
Our
quote this morning comes from Catherine Patterson. 1980 quote, "To fear is one thing. To let fear grab you by the tail and swing you around is another." Yeah, maybe.
It kind of incapacitates doing anything useful.
Yeah. Well, is that part of the breaking in process?
The what?
Breaking in process. To understand that, you know, if you're trying to be a good guy for everybody, you can't, so you don't do anything. To worry about one person getting hacked off or five people getting hacked off out of the 25 or 26,000 voters that you represent really is a blip, hardly to worry about.
In the overall scheme of things, it should be. At times, you know, obviously we all have those moments where we're going, wow, you know, I know what the result of this is going to be, but you try to think of the larger picture. You have to think of the larger picture. And eventually, you manage to make everybody mad, so.
Yeah, that's...
Or happy, depending.
Yeah, if I ever become an elected, I'm going to have a sign. And at the bottom, instead of like Aesop's Fable, it's going to say, Roger said, if you don't get everybody mad twice a year at you, you're not doing your job.
I had one meeting where I made all sides mad at the same meeting on different issues. And that was probably my most memorable.
Was like, kind of liberating,
Well, and you go away from the day thinking, that was not easy to do, and it was not on purpose.
But
it sticks with me.
So it wasn't a goal achieved.
No, you don't go into the goal. You'd like to go and think you can find resolution for most things. It's a goal.
How about sharing information?
I'll try to reframe it that way.
Okay, good. Well, I'll give you a couple seconds here to reflect on that, too. So when you're at these meetings and you're getting everybody hacked off at you, how do you react to that? Do you let it bother you?
I think we're all a little bit different. I have to work through it. You don't like it. Some people like making people, mad. That's not a problem. You know, being in customer service most of my life, that was one of the things you tried to avoid. You tried to do what you could to keep the peace. And I quite frankly, if things like that stop bothering me, I've been here too long. But at the same time, you can't let it just carry on very long. Most of the time, it's just go home, reflect, and go, okay, unfortunately, that's kind of how the day went, but tomorrow's a new day.
KINS, because it's 819.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, this time of the year, new budget's in place. Everybody's out spending all the money that they think they have.
And some of it's not being spent. Let's just say some of there'll be some carryover that we can look at in the mid-year.
Okay, this is the time of the year for paving the roads and doing the culverts and doing all the work that he has to do.
Definitely. I mean, it's not the weather.
112 per month as you go through the year, overtime with the sheriff's department. I mean, all that kind of stuff that's going on right now. But you guys go dark for a couple of weeks. Is that an opportunity just to kind of have a finish line and go, okay, and now you can deal with whatever the projects on the side are that you may want to be involved with or get out of Dodge or just kind of an opportunity to go brain dead?
Sure is an invitation for that. I think, you know, we call it going dark because there's no official board meetings, but those of us when we're in town have plenty of meetings. But yeah, it's a time that we can step back and you're not doing the board agendas, you're not doing the general plan meetings. You actually have time to deal with those things that have been, you know, on the back burner. I always use it as a time to clean up the office. It's amazing how much paper you can collect every year, and I think it's all important. And then I start looking at it, thinking, oh my goodness, what do I have this in my office for? You know, I think we all take advantage of getting out of Dodge, and one of us is going actually abroad for a trip with a church missionary group. Actually, Supervisor Bones talked about it on air quite a bit. He's going to go on a missionary trip, and they're working on the slavery issue, and it's because it's huge in a lot, well, even in our own country. But so, you know, he's got that specific. I'm taking time off here and there. I have a meeting in Sacramento in August. Doesn't that sound like a great time to go to Sacramento?
Yeah,
if you like 112 degrees.
As possible, yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, I think you're right about time to catch up, try to, you know, dig into those issues that don't have the easy answers. And then time to just, like I said, time to recharge a bit because it's been pretty crazy.
So how do you normalize?
You're calling us normal? You're one of the first people that's ever said that.
To me, normal is being a regular person.
Oh, yes.
Not normal as a goal, but just as, okay.
Well, what would you be doing if you actually had time off and you got to do the things you wanted to do?
Or you weren't locked down with all the meetings all the time.
Okay.
Do you stroll Old Town, not looking for feedback, but just to get kind of a lay of the land, a sense of what's going on? Do you stroll through Henderson Center and the other district or areas within the district, and just kind of, you're not going from meeting to meeting. You might have an extra free half hour just to kind of look at window displays.
Yeah.
See, are there people inside the stores? Are there bags walking around with people attached?
Right.
Normal stuff that happens this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing that a lot recently. It's hard to get to the gym, so I've been trying to walk to every meeting and planning meetings that are kind of far away. And I've seen some really...
No, but
let's just say sometimes I'm running back to the office in the wrong shoes, I can say. I have made bad choices there. But I noticed I went walking the other day and a restaurant popped up where it hadn't been. And I'm going, how did it get there? When did it get there? They had moved over from behind the post office to the old Hoyer Cafe.
Oh,
white tablecloth. Yeah,
that.
Bella Italian it's now open. Haven't been in there yet. I don't think a lot of people... I walk by there on a regular basis. So, yeah, you do have more time when you're not focused on getting somewhere where you can actually look. You know, you look at the things that are good that are going on, and you look at some of the issues. I had a walk like that yesterday where it was an interesting walk. You know, I didn't get panhandled, but I saw a lot of interesting kind of behaviors. Trying to figure out how to say that, but all within a 3-block area, right? You know, it was one of the more interesting walks I've had. But, you know, my normalizing, I love to cook. So what I'll be doing this week is trying out every recipe I've collected for the last year and decide what's worth keeping and what's not.
Okay.
Do you need leftovers? We'll bring you by whatever.
Yeah, well, you know where we are.
You find food on your porch in the morning.
Yeah, the dogs haven't had a taste yet. I would think one of the most critical things for any elected, even if it's a part-time sewer district commissioner, just to kind of get out and not to get locked into that bottle or locked into that office or into that mindset of whatever it is. Just
much better for you. Yeah. It is much better for mental health and for just, you know, clear thinking.
Your effectiveness.
Yeah, and your clear thinking. Yeah. You know, and I say the other supervisors, it is a little easier because their districts are not in Eureka. Their districts don't really aren't the office. And we know that Rex is everywhere, so he's in everybody's district. So he's a little different.
In the district, work in the district, drive in the district, pretty much get locked into the district. It's a little bit more.
But when you're stuck in the office, it's just nice to, it is nice, and you don't have time because of the meetings to really get out and do what you're saying, visiting all parts.
Do you have Kathy schedule in an hour a day of out of the building?
I am really bad. I try to, I do that, and, you know, because we can fill in, leave this empty. I am the worst one for filling in my own empty time. You know, I put in different meetings to go to, and if there's something, there's always something that comes up that someone needs to meet immediately, or it seems that that's the issue. And so we kind of, I don't know about others, but a lot of those seem to get, it's like sucked up with something else, you know, fills the spot. But it's a challenge. Definitely, we do try to do that. At least I do. Just got to work. Maybe this is in time to do a New Year's resolution, the new board year resolution or something. Those don't work too well.
Work on some resolutions. Yeah, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
KINS News and Information Time at 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Fly Humboldt is, I don't know, cute phrase, cute word. I guess because it's out of the limelight so regularly, we don't hear about it, we don't think about it. Another thing, another crisis, must be okay because we don't hear about it, and we go on. Interesting parallel. Tom Matson was on last Thursday, and we were talking about various things, and he mentioned the cap and trade tax. Because we were talking about gas prices in Humboldt. He said, yeah, California is 20% on top of. And even the national news says everybody's going to be at $2 except California, because of all these premium prices put on top of it. And I would be willing to wager that hardly anybody remembers that on January 1st, this went into effect. But there it is. And there's so many things going on, so many dollars being thrown around the table. Fly Humboldt was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody's talking about it. Does that mean it's dead? The stuff we talked about a couple of months ago, does that mean that that's flown the coop? It's for people who are focused on results, it's really tough to keep hearing about all this process.
You know, and process, you know, that's one thing that I've learned in my life. Process, unfortunately, is a very big part of it. When you're in private business, process goes, you don't have the same kind of issues. But not quite the same. With Fly Humboldt, actually, things are, you know, heating up pretty well. With Greg Foster coming on board back as the executive of REDEC, or as we call it, the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, Council, Corporation. I just call it REDEC. But, you know, it for about a year, we didn't have an executive director there who we had interims, you know, and Virginia did a – not me, Virginia. Another Virginia did a wonderful job. But there were too many pieces to pull together, and nobody was able to really specialize and give voice to the Fly Humboldt efforts. All the time when Greg wasn't working at REDEC, he was still very involved in like the Fly Humboldt website. So he's kept in touch with the airline folks that he knows, and the you know, keeping the word out there. But we've decided, you know, now that he's back, we've had several meetings, and this is being put into, you know, high gear so people know what's going on. There's actually going to be a special briefing for folks who have been donors to the Fly Humboldt. You know, there's an opportunity. You can donate for as little as you want. But one of the reasons we have to call it a special event is, you know, airlines like to keep what they're talking about. They're like any business in the negotiation process that they don't necessarily want their competitors to know what's going on.
Proprietary.
Yeah. So why
is there more than just, I guess, Tom and whoever he would assign out of Public Works and the aviation? Why is anybody in the loop?
Well, the reason you have different people in the loop is because you have established relationships. And some people are more, I think even if you were to ask Tom if he likes to go to these things, because they're like, seriously, I told you it's like a speed dating, what I would have, you know, envision a speed dating conference. It's a massive number of people. You have to be pretty comfortable with, I worked in the restaurant. Yeah, and it's, you know, and there's some people that are the nuts and bolts, and there's some people who do the relationship part, and it's all really important. But the community would really like to know, when we say it's like, I think I told you last time, when I went 2 months ago to Seattle, instead of us talking to people and trying to convince them, we had several service providers come to us and say, you know, you guys have done the right thing. You have your MRG in place. You've got your community that's really involved. And when we start adding capacity, which, you know, is code word for finding more planes, getting more crews, or somebody else's route is not, or somebody else's route is not doing well, we are ready. And the thing is, would it be nice to know when that's going to be? Yeah, that'd be great. But we don't. So we have to keep plugging along. And so we know there's those of us that are kind of working on it know that, but the public doesn't know it. So we need to be much better proactively.
Don't you guys have a PR person?
Not for Fly Humboldt. The good you, well, that's good the thing you mentioned
right?
that. Yeah, actually, I'm actually working on a, hopefully on my word, Greg now in his role is with REDEC is going to be a lot more communicative about the efforts of Fly Humboldt and just even the efforts of our airport. You know, right now we've had more people fly out in the first quarter this year than we did last year. The planes are running at nearly 90% capacity, and considering they're fairly large planes, that's really good. We now we have 220 seats going out a day, and a very small percentage have actually even been canceled, and I think they said that's about a 76% on time. I mean, I would define cancel as that it doesn't come in at all. I mean, I've been on a flight that came in at 1:30 in the morning that was really, really late, but I got in.
How about a day and a half later?
Well, it depends. I think if that happens, they probably say that other flight didn't get canceled, but that one would, I think we'd count as a cancellation.
To go to Timbuktu today.
Yeah.
Okay. Something happens, you get bumped.
I still think that's
you leave on Saturday.
Well, I would think that's a canceled flight. However, the one you take off on that makes it not. I mean, that if a flight doesn't go out at all. I mean, if you have a flight that's delayed for 4 hours, but you still go out on the flight number you're supposed to be on, and it's the actual plane you're supposed to be on.
That's a delay.
Yeah, that's a delay. Now, is there a different industry standard for what they call canceled?
I'm just curious of semantics, because those words oftentimes seem to get thrown around.
And what does it really mean, you know?
Well, yeah. Is it regular guy stuff, or is it
And I mean, I know what I would call it, but I do. I have to.
But they don't have a category for that.
No, not that you can say. But I did want to say I had, you know, I was fortunate to. I was in Hawaii last month.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah. Someone's complaining about it. Rex, right?
No.
Uh oh. So.
But was he?
Rex likes to give me trouble for anything. That's why I'm helping pay his way to Thailand for a couple of weeks.
A one-way trip, huh?
No, you know. But we left ACV. We flew out of here, left on the 6 a.m. flight. We actually arrived in Honolulu 7 1/4 hours later. I mean, if you ever had to have a perfect – I mean, it doesn't always happen that way, but that was nice.
How would it have gone? 3 days later.
Oh no, you know, I mean, nobody knows. I have been canceled, bumped, and let's just say, I think if you're one of those way frequent flyers that have lots and lots of miles, you might not end up in the same thing. We get lumped in the same, you know, it'd be like, who?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they say when you show up at the airport. KINS, news and information time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Virginia.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:48. We're back to talk shop with Virginia Bass. Virginia, as you're considering some of the different aspects that are going on in the county, you talked a little bit about progress versus results and, you know, that kind of stuff. What do you see as being, what are the things that we should be excited about right now? What is close to results rather than close to process?
Well, it's not the general plan. Sorry. I'd like to say it, but we are, you know, been working our way through the mapping meetings. Folks are making requests because they'd like to see things differently than what was proposed by the county. And, you know, most of those have been granted. So that's good, but there's literally hundreds of them. So we went to Southern Humboldt for an 8-hour meeting, took care of all those folks down there. It was great. And had one earlier this week. You know, it's still a process, but we're working through that. One thing that is starting that I think has moved beyond process is the reconfiguration of the MAC and multiple assistance center. When I come back next month, we'll have many more numbers. It's been about 4 weeks. There's been more than 30 folks that have come in for intake, brought in through. It's not drop-in. You know, they brought in through the MIS team, which is a collaboration between the city and the county and other sources. Many have been housed, actually.
That's right. Wondering, yeah, because it seems like it's working. Do you sense that it is working throughout the city?
It's really such a small sample right now. I think what we're going to be seeing is the people who are the actual outlaws are going to obviously still be out there. And Chief Mills now has the ability to kind of identify and deal with those folks. And I think we will start noticing, but I'm going to make a plea to your listeners, and I've done this before. We count on having housing stock. There are protections in place for landlords who actually help. And some of these folks are really easy to place. They've fallen on hard times. Some of them have jobs. Some of them need, you know, the 3 months to get back on their feet, whether it's, you know, get a job or, you know, learn some basic skills. But if you're interested, if anyone is out there and has a unit or two, please contact myself or any of the county folks, and we can certainly talk about it because that's what we're dependent on. Doesn't do any good to have people in the facility when you can't move them into a place to live.
That's the transition part of the bridge. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. So then go out and make it a good day. Hopefully you'll see you then.